Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 7, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 5. One day, while going to the beach by the sea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly saw a flower garden. Lord Chaitanya mistook that garden for Vrindavan and very quickly entered it. Absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya wandered throughout the garden searching for Krishna. After Krishna disappeared with Radharani during the Rasa dance, the gopis wandered in the forest looking for Krishna. So in the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered in that garden by the sea. Absorbed in the ecstatic mood of the gopis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered here and there. Lord Chaitanya began inquiring after Krishna by quoting verses to all the trees and creepers. Chuta Priyala Panasasana Kovidara Jambu Arka Bilva Bakulamra Kadamba Nipaha Yenye Parartha Bhavaka Yamuno Pakula Shang Santu Krishna Padaving Rahitat Manangnaha. The gopis said, O Chuta tree, Priyala tree, Panasa, Asana, and Kovidar, O Jambu tree, O Arka tree, O Bale, Bakula, and Mango, O Kadamba tree, O Nipa tree, and all other trees living on the bank of the Yamuna for the welfare of others, please let us know where Krishna has gone. We have lost our minds and are almost dead. Kachit Tulasi Kalyani Govinda Charana Priye Sahatwali Kulaya Bibrad Dristaste Ti Priyaha Achutaha. O auspicious Tulsi plant, you are very dear to Govinda's lotus feet, and Krishna is very dear to you. So have you seen Krishna walking here, wearing a garland of your leaves, surrounded by a swarm of bumblebees? Malati adarshiva kachin malike jati yutike priting bo janayan yataha kara sparshena madhavaha. O plants of malati flowers, malika flowers, jati and yuthika flowers, have you seen Krishna passing this way, touching you with his hand just to give you pleasure? O mango tree, jackfruit tree, piala, jambu, and govidar trees, why, you are all inhabitants of a holy place. Therefore, kindly act for the welfare of others. Have you seen Krishna coming this way? Oh, kindly tell us which way Krishna has gone so as to save our lives. When the trees did not reply, the gopis then surmised, since all of these trees belong to the male class, all of them must be friends of Krishna. So why should the trees tell us where Krishna has gone? Rather, let us inquire from the creepers, because they are female and are therefore like friends to us. They will certainly tell us where Krishna has gone, since they have seen Krishna personally. Guessing in this way, the gopis then inquired from the plants and creepers headed by Tulasi. O Tulsi, O Malati, O Yuthi, Madhavi, and Malika, Krishna is very dear to you. Therefore, Krishna must have come near you. You are all just like dear friends to us. So kindly tell us which way Krishna has gone and save our lives. And when they still received no reply, the gopis thought, these plants are all Krishna's maid servants. and out of fear, they will not speak to us." The gopis then came upon a group of she-deer. Smelling the aroma of Krishna's body and seeing the faces of the deer, the gopis inquired from them to ascertain if Krishna was nearby. Api ena patni upagata priya yeha gatrais tanvandrishang sakisu nivritim achutova kantanga sanga kucha kunkuma ranjitaya kunnasraja kulapater ihavati gandha. Lord Chaitanya thus quoted from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. O wife of the deer, Lord Krishna has been embracing his beloved, and thus the kumkum powder on her raised breast has covered Krishna's garland of kunda flowers. The fragrance of this garland is flowing here. O my dear friend, have you seen Krishna passing this way with his dearmost companion, increasing the pleasure of the eyes of all of you? Lord Chaitanya then continued speaking, O dear doe, Sri Krishna is always very pleased to give you pleasure. Kindly inform us whether Krishna passed this way in the company of Srimati Radharani. We think they must certainly have come this way. We are not outsiders. Being very dear friends of Radharani, we can perceive the bodily fragrance of Krishna from a distance. Krishna has been embracing Srimati Radharani, and the kumkum powder on Radha's breast has mixed with the garland of kunda flowers decorating Krishna's body. The fragrance of that garland has scented the entire atmosphere. Lord Krishna has left this place, and therefore the deer are feeling separation. They do not hear our words. How can they therefore reply? The gopis then came upon many trees so laden with fruits and flowers that their branches were bent down to the ground. The gopis thought that because all these trees must have seen Krishna passing by, they were offering respectful obeisances to Krishna. But just to be certain, the gopis inquired from the trees, Bahum priyansa upadhaya grihita padmo ramanujas tulasikali kulayar madandhai anviyamana ihabas tarava pranamang king vabinandati charan pranayava lokai. Again, Lord Chaitanya quoted from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. O trees, kindly tell us whether Balaram's younger brother, Krishna, welcomed your obeisances with loving glances as Krishna passed this way, resting one hand on the shoulder of Srimati Radharani and holding a lotus flower in the other hand, and being followed by a swarm of bumblebees maddened by the fragrance of tulasi flowers. To stop the bumblebees from landing on the face of Krishna's beloved, Krishna whisked them away with the lotus flower in his hand, and thus Krishna's mind was slightly diverted. So, did Krishna or did Krishna not pay attention while you offered him obeisances? Kindly give evidence supporting your words. Oh, separation from Krishna has made these servants very unhappy. Having lost consciousness, how can they answer us? Saying this, the gopis stepped onto the beach by the Yamuna River. There they saw Lord Krishna beneath a kadamba tree. Standing there with his flute to his lips, Krishna, who enchants millions upon millions of cupids, attracted the eyes and minds of all the world with his unlimited beauty. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the transcendental beauty of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya fell down on the ground unconscious. At that time, all the devotees, headed by Swarup Damodara Goswami, joined Lord Chaitanya in the garden. And just as before, they saw all the symptoms of transcendental ecstatic love manifest in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although externally Lord Chaitanya appeared bewildered, Lord Chaitanya was tasting transcendental bliss within. Once again, all the devotees brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to consciousness by a concerted effort. Then, Lord Chaitanya got up and began wandering here and there, looking all around. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, "Where has my Krishna gone? I saw Krishna just now, and Krishna's beauty has captivated my eyes and mind. Why can't I again see Krishna holding his flute to his lips? Oh, my eyes are wandering in hopes of seeing Krishna once more." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then recited the following verse, which was spoken by Srimati Radharani to her dear friend Vishakha. Navam Buddha Lasad Jutir Navatadin Manogyambara Suchitra Morali Spurach Charad Amanda Chandrananaha Mayura Dalabhushita Subhagatara Hara Prabha Same Madana Mohana Sakita Noti Netra Sriham. My dear friend Vishakha, the luster of Krishna's body is more brilliant than that of any newly formed cloud, and Krishna's yellow dress is more attractive than newly arrived lightning. A peacock feather decorates Krishna's head, and on Krishna's neck hangs a lovely necklace of brilliant pearls. As Krishna holds his charming flute to his lips, Krishna's face looks as beautiful as the full autumn moon. And by such beauty, Madana Mohana, the enchanter of Cupid, is increasing the desire of my eyes to see him. Lord Chaitanya then began explaining this Bhagavatam verse. Sri Krishna's complexion is as polished as powdered eye ointment. Krishna's complexion surpasses the beauty of a newly formed cloud and is softer than a blue lotus flower. Indeed, Krishna's complexion is so pleasing that it attracts the eyes and minds of everyone. And it is so powerful that Krishna's complexion defies all comparison. My dear friend, please tell me what I should do. For Krishna is as attractive as a wonderful cloud, and my eyes are just like Chatuka birds, which are dying out of thirst because they do not see such a cloud. Krishna's yellow garments look exactly like restless lightning in the sky, and the pearl necklace on Krishna's neck appears like a line of ducks flying below a cloud. Both the peacock feather on Krishna's head and Krishna's Vaijayanti garland containing flowers of five colors resemble rainbows. The luster of Krishna's body is as beautiful as the glow of a spotless full moon which has just arisen, and the vibration of Krishna's flute sounds exactly like the sweet thundering of a newly formed cloud. When the peacocks in Vrindavan hear that vibration, they all begin dancing. The cloud of Krishna's pastimes is drenching the 14 worlds with a shower of nectar. Unfortunately, when that cloud appeared, a whirlwind arose and blew it away from me. Being unable to see the cloud, the Chataka bird of my eyes is almost dying from thirst. In a faltering voice, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Roy to now recite something. Thus, Ramananda Roy began reciting a verse. And while listening to this verse, Lord Chaitanya was sometimes very jubilant and sometimes overcome with lamentation. Bhikya laka vrita mukam tavakundala sri gandasthaladhara suddham hasita valokam dathabhayamcha bhujadanda yugam vilokya baksha sriyaika ramanamcha bhavama dasya. O dear Krishna, by seeing your beautiful face decorated with tresses of hair, by seeing the beauty of your earrings falling on your cheeks, and by seeing the nectar of your lips, the beauty of your smiling glances, your two arms which assure complete fearlessness, and your broad chest whose beauty arouses conjugal attraction, we gopis have simply surrendered ourselves to becoming your maidservants. Lord Chaitanya then personally explained this verse, which was spoken by the gopis when they assembled before Krishna for the beginning of the rasa dance. After conquering the moon and the lotus flower, Krishna desired to capture the doe-like gopis. Thus, Krishna spread the noose of his beautiful face, and within that noose, Krishna placed the bait of his sweet smile to misguide the gopis. The gopis fell prey to that trap and became Krishna's maidservants, giving up their homes, families, husbands, and prestige. My dear friend, Krishna acts just like a hunter, and this hunter does not care for piety or impiety. This hunter simply creates many devices to conquer the cores of the hearts of the doe-like gopis. The earrings dancing on Krishna's cheeks are shaped like sharks, and they shine very brightly. These dancing earrings attract the minds of all women. And over and above this, Krishna pierces the hearts of women with the arrows of his sweetly smiling glances. Krishna is not at all afraid to kill women in this way. And on Krishna's chest are the ornaments of the Sri Vatsa marks, indicating the residence of the goddess of fortune. Krishna's chest, which is as broad as a plunderer, attracts thousands upon thousands of damsels of Braja, conquering their minds and their breasts by force. Thus, they all become maidservants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The two very beautiful arms of Krishna are just like long bolts, and they also resemble the bodies of black snakes which enter the space between the two hill-like breasts of women and bite their hearts. The women then die from the burning poison. The combined cooling effect of camphor, roots of kasa-kasa, and sandalwood is surpassed by the coolness of Krishna's palms and the coolness of the soles of Krishna's feet, which are cooler and more pleasing than millions upon millions of moons. If women are touched by them even once, their minds are enticed, and the burning poison of lusty desire for Krishna is immediately vanquished. Lamenting in ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then recited the following verse, which was spoken by Srimati Radharani while exposing the lamentation of her heart to her friend Srimati Vishakha. Harin mani kavatika pratata hari vaksha sthala Smararta Taruni Mana Kalusha Hari Dor Argalah Sudhangshu Hari Chandanopala Sitabra Shitangaka Same Madana Mohana Sakita Noti Bakshasriham. O my dear friend Vishakha, Krishna's chest is as broad and attractive as a door made of Indra Nila gems, and Krishna's two arms, as strong as bolts, can relieve the mental anguish of young girls who are distressed with lusty desires for Krishna. Krishna's body is cooler than the moon, sandalwood, the lotus flower, and camphor. In this way, Madana Mohana, the attractor of Cupid, is increasing the desire of my breasts. Lord Chaitanya then explained, I just now had Krishna, but unfortunately I have lost Krishna again. By nature, Krishna is very restless. Krishna does not stay in one place. Krishna meets with someone, enchants their mind, and then disappears. Tasang tatsau bhaga madang bhikshamanang chakeshava prashamaya prasadaya tatraibantara bhiyata. Shukadeva Goswami explained to Maharaj Parikshit in the 10th canto as follows. The gopis had become proud of their great fortune. To subdue their sense of superiority and show them special favor, Keshava, the subduer of even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, disappeared from the rasa dance. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Swarup Damodara Goswami, Oh, please sing a song that will bring consciousness to my heart. Thus, for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar Goswami began very sweetly singing the following verse from the Gita Govinda. Rase harim iha vihita vilasam smarati manoma makrita parihasam. Here in the arena of the rasa dance, I remember Krishna, who is always fond of joking and performing pastimes. When Swarup Damodara Goswami sang this special song, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately got up and began dancing in ecstatic love. And at that time, all eight kinds of spiritual transformations became manifest in the body of Lord Chaitanya. The 33 symptoms of the Abhichari Bhav, beginning with lamentation and jubilation, became prominent as well. All the ecstatic symptoms, such as Bhavodaya, Bhavasandhi, and Bhavashabhaya, awakened in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There arose a great fight between one emotion and another, and each of them became prominent. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then had Swarup Damodar sing the same verse again and again, and each time he sang it, Lord Chaitanya tasted it anew. Thus, Lord Chaitanya danced again and again. After Lord Chaitanya had been dancing for a long time, Swarup Damodar Goswami stopped singing the verse. But over and over again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Oh, go on, sing, sing. But Swarup Damodar, seeing Lord Chaitanya's fatigue, did not resume singing. When the devotees heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, Go on singing, they all gathered around Lord Chaitanya and began to chant the holy name of Hari in unison. At that time, Ramananda Roy made Lord Chaitanya sit down and dissipated his fatigue by fanning him. Then, all the devotees took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the beach and bathed Lord Chaitanya. Finally, they brought Lord Chaitanya back home. And after they fed Lord Chaitanya lunch, They made Lord Chaitanya lie down. Then, all the devotees, headed by Ramananda Roy, returned to their respective homes. The author, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, now concludes, I have thus described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in the garden, which Lord Chaitanya entered, mistaking it for Vrindavan. There, Lord Chaitanya exhibited transcendental madness and ecstatic ravings, which Srila Rupa Goswami has described very nicely in his book Stavamala. Payo Rasheshtire Spurad Upavanali Kalanaya Muhur Vrindaranya Smarana Janata Prema Vivasha Kvachit Krishnavriti Prachala Rasano Bhakti Rasika Sa Chaitanya Kingme Punar Api Drishor Yasyati Padam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost of all devotees. Sometimes while walking on the beach, Lord Chaitanya would see a beautiful garden nearby and mistake it for the forest of Vrindavan. Thus, Lord Chaitanya would be completely overwhelmed by ecstatic love of Krishna, and he would begin to chant the holy name and dance. Lord Chaitanya's tongue worked incessantly as Lord Chaitanya chanted, Krishna, Krishna. Oh, when will Lord Chaitanya again become visible before the path of my eyes? The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are thus unlimited. It is not possible to write of them properly. I can only give an indication of them as I try to introduce them. Srila Prabhupada now gives his purports to this chapter. After seeing the Upalabhoga ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once more began to feel ecstatic emotions. And when Lord Chaitanya saw the garden on the beach by the sea, Lord Chaitanya again thought that he was in Vrindavan. And when Lord Chaitanya began to think of Krishna engaging in his different pastimes, transcendental emotions excited Lord Chaitanya again. On the night of the Rasa dance, the gopis, bereaved by Krishna's absence, searched for Krishna from one forest to another. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adopted the same transcendental thoughts as those of the gopis and was filled with ecstatic emotion. Swarup Namodara Goswami then recited the verse from the Gita Govinda, just suitable to Lord Chaitanya's emotions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited the ecstatic transformations known as Bhavodaya, Bhavasandhi, and Bhavashabhagya, and so on. Lord Chaitanya experienced all eight kinds of ecstatic transformations, and Lord Chaitanya relished them very much. Sri Krishna's beauty attracted the eyes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna's singing and the vibration of Krishna's flute attracted Lord Chaitanya's ears. The transcendental fragrance of Krishna's lotus feet attracted Lord Chaitanya's nostrils. Krishna's transcendental sweetness attracted Lord Chaitanya's tongue, and Krishna's bodily touch attracted Lord Chaitanya's sensation of touch. Thus, each of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's five senses were attracted by one of the five attributes of Lord Krishna. In other words, the gopis become very much agitated by lusty desire, and they are burning due to the poisonous bite inflicted by the black snakes of Krishna's beautiful arms. Recorded July 5, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishnasya Draminam Radha, Radhaya Draganam Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Krishnasya Dravinam Radha, Radhaya Dravinam Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Krishnasya Dravinam Radha, Radhaya Dravinam Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govind Rama Sri Madhusudana, Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Radha is the treasure of Krishna, and Hari is the treasure of Radha. In life or in death, Radha and Krishna are my eternal shelter.